You're listening to a Savour Kilkenny podcast. This podcast was recorded at the inaugural Food Camp, which took place at the 4th annual Savour Kilkenny Food Festival on the October bank holiday weekend here in Kilkenny. In this recording, we have two people talking about their use of social media and how you can use it to help build and promote your food business online. Up first, we have Sally McKenna of the Bridgestone Guides. You can follow Sally online at twitter.com/BridgestoneED, and she'll be followed by Donal Doherty of Harry's Bar and Restaurant in Inishowen, County Donegal. And you can follow Donal online at twitter.com/Harry's Donal. Up first, though, it's Sally McKenna.
So, good morning everybody. I'm Sally McKenna. Used to be known more as the other half of John McKenna, the person who sat in the office and was very happy to do so and never talked in public until I got a call from Maeve, who I'm blame at the back. What changed it for me, why I'm here and not sitting down with you guys, is actually social media, because we recognised that we had a need for social media in our business, and it sort of fell to me. I think, I don't know whether it's the feminine gene inside me, but I sort of took fancy to it, and John was sort of keeping away from me. But anyway, so here I am. So I am no longer Sally in the back room. I am Bridgestone Guides. I am Atlantic Sea Kayaking, where I have an administration role. I'm very much in the background there. My job there is mainly to get rid of all those ads that say work at home, you know, earn €1,000, whatever. The one I love best, actually, is the Irish Cloud Appreciation Society, which I'll tell you about a bit more. TCAS, we even have our own acronym and everything, and that's us. And then I'm also at Bridgestone.net. So, add me as a friend, write on my wall. What else do you do? Follow me, you know, whatever. And I'm here with Donal Doherty. Now, when you hear Donal talking, I didn't actually ask him because I knew that his killer Donegal lovely accent would slaughter you all and melt you all the way it did myself and John. Donal is actually an amazing practitioner of social media. I'd say one of the two best in the food business. The other would be Lorraine from Limerick, who we'll talk about later. Donal is Harry's Restaurant. He's bigger than Harry's Restaurant. He's behind Visit Inishowen because he uses Facebook and Twitter to promote his whole community. And he's also at Harry's Donal on Twitter. And I think the interesting thing about Harry's is it actually became famous through social media. I mean, our wonderful editor, Caroline Byrne, discovered Harry's for us and said, you know, this is an amazing restaurant. And so we knew it was going to be good. But then we started seeing these comments from Donal, and we say, God, what's going on here? This is fantastic. We have to go to this place. And we went up to Inishowen in the summer, had a lovely family holiday there, and it was indeed absolutely fantastic. And while I was there, I was tweeting, because I started to get into Twitter while I was there, and people, complete strangers, were saying, oh my God, you're in Harry's, I've always wanted to go there. You know, because of the way Donal communicates. So I reckon he's like the Arctic Monkeys of the food world. Because if you buy the Irish Times tomorrow, you'll see a lot about Harry's, probably, if you watch RTE. I think RTE are going there on Sunday. He recently won the Board Beer Just Ask with Georgina Campbell Award. So, but I feel that, you know, he was a social media famous person first, and now everybody else is sort of caught up. So that's why I invited Donal to come and speak to me. Just come and speak with me. And it's also, when you hear him speak, you'll see why as well. So that'll be excellent. So that's the two of us. So, why not send on? So I like all these techie bits. So we better get down to defining what is social media. There's bloggers here, there's people who work, there's business people. So we all know, as well as I do, what social media is. It's Facebook, it's YouTube, it's Twitter, and Wikipedia, LinkedIn, Flickr, Bebo, MySpace. See, I told you I need these notes. Diaspora, Blogger, WordPress, Tumblr, Dig, Forbes.ie. This is what it is. It's user-generated content. They give us the space and we fill it, really, and that's our social media. And from a marketing point of view, I would say that it would replace brochures, postcards, feedback forms, selling face-to-face, phone orders, telesales, SMS messages, door-to-door selling, selling, TV advertising, radio advertising, email, and your website? No, I don't think so. I think your website is still very important, so we'll also be talking about that as well. So that is what we would define social media here. And the biggest thing in social media is Facebook. So if I say to you globally, there's 500, at the moment, it's probably a bit more than that, but when I first started to write this, there was around 500 million people who use Facebook. 1.3 million people in Ireland. What does that mean, 500 million people? So if you look at it another way, just imagine Facebook was a country. If Facebook were a country, it would actually be the world's third largest country. So that's quite a thought, isn't it? Only India and China have a bigger population than Facebook. So it's that big, and it's growing fast. As I was revising statistics all the time when I was writing this, Twitter is also huge. So just for interest, I looked up the population of Ireland, and a couple of weeks ago it was around about 4.5 million people. And then I looked at Britney Spears' followers on Facebook. A bit of a disconnect there. So I don't know whether that terrifies you or what. So more than the population of Ireland follow Britney Spears, and there's probably other ones. Is it Stephen Fry or, you know, all these ones? So, I mean, it's just massive. John found me this on the computer. So, and actually, it put me in mind, I'm a very good friend of the Bishop of Cork on Facebook. Friend, as in capital F. And he's a brilliant Facebooker. And, I mean, he's the communicator. And so there's somebody who's using Facebook in the right way. I don't know whether God uses it or not, but as I say, it's all happened very fast. It took radio 50 million users. To get 50 million users took radio 38 years. It took TV 13 years. Maeve sent me all this. It took the internet 4 years. It took the iPod 3 years. But Facebook had actually added over 200 million users in less than a year. So, I mean, we've never seen anything like this. So we need to know, you know, it's big. We need to know what's happening. As well as Facebook, there's Google, there's YouTube. Now, when I started to write this, I wrote on it, YouTube is second only to Google. And then I had to revise it up because apparently it's bigger than Google. But I've put a question mark there because I'm not, this is anecdotal. But what happens now is I would always search with Google. I don't know with anybody, but people now, they go into Facebook and they go into YouTube and they would search what they need with YouTube. So this is one that's growing all the time. There's 24 hours of video uploaded every minute. And just a little interesting statistic, more videos uploaded to YouTube in 60 days than all three major US networks created in 60 years. So I know my son PJ uploads wonderful videos of trains, and there's all sorts of things, and you'll see some of Harry's videos later, which are great. Now, there's lots of bloggers here, so I'm not going to, and there's going to be a great talk about blogging next, so I'm not going to talk too much about blogging, but the first time I heard the word social media, it was in a sentence. It was from somebody from W Hotels, the marketing manager, and he actually said, 100% of our marketing budget is spent on social media. And I was sort of, oh gosh, 100% of our marketing budget is spent on social media. And it's just, it's so important, and bloggers are this vital part of the chain. Come in, come in. I do some work for a company called Atlantic Sea Kayaking. And last Saturday I was invited to go kayaking with 7 bloggers who had been brought over from the UK. They were food bloggers, brought over by Fortune Island. And they were wining and dining these people. They were taking them kayaking. There were 2 account executives with them. And there's a lot of input and money spent into these bloggers and what they do. So Fortune Island recognises how important they are. And everybody, the W Hotels recognise how important they are. So for food, any food producers here, you know, you need to know what the bloggers are saying about you, because they write about brands, they post opinions on your products, and you know, you need to interact very much with these people. You also need to interact with TripAdvisor. We need just a couple more chairs. And it's actually just, you've just come in at just the right moment, Georgina, because from a guidebook.
Don't want to sit down while there's a lady waiting. Go on.
No worries, I'll let you sort. Oh, there's a chair here as well.
Exactly.
Yeah. Here
you go. 2 chairs at the front, sir.
TripAdvisor has a huge impact for me as a guidebook writer. because it's going up all the time. There's 40 million people using it, unique visitors in each month. It's gone up 60% since the start of the year. But the most important statistic there is that 78%, yeah, it's nearly everybody, trust the recommendations in TripAdvisor. So there we are. We went out last night to Campania, and we can say, how does it compare to Paul Flynn's food, and how does it compare to where he was working in Dublin? And we would feel ourselves, have a certain amount of expertise, but there's people who would just look at us and say, oh, a load of rubbish, and there's some guy who goes in and he says, oh, I really like food here, and that's great, and that's TripAdvisor, and he would be trusted more than we are, so we have to be aware of that. I think we're lucky, as Georgina Campbell and with Richard Gomez, we have a personal identity with our work, and you do too. So that, in a way, equates us with the people who are writing on TripAdvisor. But it is a huge element of criticism, and the TripAdvisor, so hotels, restaurants, you really need to be aware of this. And I was talking to Robert Carpenter, who I work with in Atlantic Sea Cracking, and he said, love it or hate it, it's here to stay, so learn how to use it. And you make sure, if you get a review, if you're a restaurateur, if you get a review on TripAdvisor, especially a bad review, use it, respond and engage with your customers. And what we have to do as guidebook writers, we have to reposition ourselves so that people can engage with us and the same with Georgina Campbell's guide. So it's the whole world of sharing and criticism is changing as we speak. And as in every way, everybody here has to adapt to it and follow it and see what's happening. Because it is powerful. Now, I couldn't resist putting this one in, the most famous recent tweet. Within 24 hours, this story was published in 26 countries, including the USA, UK, China, India. There were over 457 articles published by midnight just because of that one tweet. So, the influence of this is massive. So we've talked about how does it impact guidebooks, how does it impact traditional media? 24 out of 25 of the world's largest newspapers are experiencing record design decline in circulation. Now, I showed this to my web guy and he said, you cannot possibly put RIP newspaper on there, so that's not fair. Newspapers are not a dying industry, but they are affected, and TV as well. Now, I had a little burny thing there, but it's gone because of the change of technology. It's supposed to go off in flames. And there's a slight change here with our tech. TV is affected as well, because only 18% of traditional campaigns generate return on investment. That's been proved now. And 90% of TV viewers skip the ad breaks. So TV's got to be affected by the new digital media. Sorry, that was supposed to go up in flames as well, but anyway. The digital media has this fantastic trick up its sleeve. It's called ad serving. And it's like if you go onto Amazon and you buy a book on kayaking, as I do, the next time you go on, they'll say, oh, guess what, there's this new book on kayaking. And it's the same if you're looking at polo cars on the web, they can find out that you're doing that, and they can target you particularly. So newspapers and TV can't do that. So it's here. We have it in our pocket. It's coming. It's finding us. We don't need to look for it. It finds us. This is how we get our information now, is through social media. It's very important. So just a little bit about how to use it. I must say I've had a lot of fun. I enjoy it. I think that's the main thing. That's number three. It should be number one. It's infectious. If you seem to be having fun, and it is a fun medium in which to engage with people, but you have to do it properly, and there are a lot of people who don't do it properly. And I would say the most important thing is don't write about yourself. Don't use the I word. It's not an advertising. So it's not. Don't think of it as advertising. Think of it as communicating.
Sorry, Sally. Can I just ask you a question on that?
Please do.
Just using the example of the Donal next to you. I'm very interested in what Donald does, and he would speak about himself. So I'm not sure I quite agree with the top one.
Well, I'll cover that maybe in a wee minute.
I only started the Twitter account a week ago myself, it's of great interest to me. Like, that first one, I was like, Jesus, what am I
going
to
do? Well, you see, we'll talk about Donald, because we'll come to that. I mean, yeah. I would say if Donald talks about I collect mushrooms, he's actually not really talking about himself. He's talking about collecting mushrooms. I mean, any feedback like that is interesting. But he's not really. He's not saying, I've got my menu is down 75% next week.
Yeah,
he's
okay,
actually
yeah, yeah.
he's writing about bigger things, and he's writing about his community.
So you're writing about your interests and your
yes.
environment as opposed to your personal.
Exactly, and you see the next thing is be obtuse. Now I started this Facebook page, the Irish Cloud Appreciation Society, and I'm actually very interested in clouds. And it's a lovely sort of, we're a little geeky group, and we go and take photographs of clouds, and we stick them up, and then we talk about them. And it's probably terribly sad, but anyway, we all love it anyway. But in a way, I have linked that to my business, because what I'm trying to say is, I like clouds, and therefore the Bridgestone guides are different. You know, does that make sense? Whereas if I just said, oh, the Bridgestone guides are different, you know, it's not quite the same. So just being obtuse is an actual business word. Oh, obliquity. You know, just don't go the direct route, and I think that's what Donald's very good at, and a lot of other people do. Be generous. Don't just write about yourself. Write about your community, and it will pay back. You know, you'll become a community. And just a little practical point: you use loads and loads and loads of photography. I mean, because it's so easy to use photography in this medium, you don't have to be a professional. So there's a rule in business which says 80% of your business comes from 20% of your customers, which is a fantastic thing to know. And I think what social media does is it actually gives you direct and repeated communication with that 20%, because they find you. And I also think grow organically. Now, I'm not very good at, I know I don't get involved in campaigns and try and build up numbers and things like that. I did it once years ago we were starting a newsletter attached to our website, and I got involved in something called On the Pig's Back, and I think I stopped it after 1,000 emails or something came in. And I mean, that was the biggest waste of money I think I've ever spent, because those emails, they probably don't exist anymore. They weren't people who were particularly interested in food, and I would never do anything like that again. Whereas I think if you put yourself out there and you make yourself interesting, you deliver quality, you'll get your audience. And I think it's not the quantity, it's the quality that you need. And also, once you start it, you have to be consistent. But that's not a problem, because it's actually addictive. So that's an easy one to do. I would say develop a community. This was about the second thing we ever put up on Facebook. The China Citroen had just closed. It's now reopened and doing really well. But we just said how sad it was that it had closed. And we immediately got a response from Yoichi Hoashi, the chef, Japanese restaurateur. And then Tom O'Connell came along and he said, look, there's a vacant place, a stone's throw from your old place. So he was giving advice. And I just thought, wow, this is amazing. You know, these people are sharing, it's personal, it's a community. It's not only our community, it's different communities. It's just so exciting. And when this came in, I just thought, this is the way to go for us. This is how we should communicate, develop community. Now, I'm going to actually read something now. This is the other person. Does anyone know Lacatino?
Yeah.
No, I just have to read this now. I said, what is your secret? I mean, she's got massive numbers. She's got devoted fans. And she's fantastic. She's just brilliant. And she says, I'll just read it exactly. I'll try and do it quickly because we're out of time. First of all, thanks enough for your nice words. God, I wouldn't think I'm the leader in the field, but social media has changed our business significantly. Our turnover has increased dramatically since we went on Facebook last year. And that's a bottom line statement. Wait to hear this. We went in May 2009, and we had our busiest month the year following it, and turnover increased month on month after that. We couldn't believe it. We did a complete renovation last November, and I maintain to this day that Facebook paid for it. I think what works for us is the keyword, social. Having great food is one thing, but people in the business is just as important. This is why Facebook works so well for food businesses, because it allows you to interact directly with the consumers and allow them and give them an insight into the people behind the brand and have a sneak peek at the workings of a food business. It works best for our food business as well, because food is a common interest. It's so very easy to communicate and engage with the general public. E.g., I asked one day, skinny or fat? Chips. I got 65 responses. So there's Facebook is definitely the best medium to communicate with the general public, the customer. But then she goes on to say, Twitter is completely different for us. Very few of my customers are there, but all our peers are. Twitter is good for profiles, so I thought that was really interesting. So since that, now I use Twitter, now, and it works. I use Twitter to talk to restaurateurs, and I use Facebook to talk to restaurant goers, sort of thing. And I think for a food business, that's quite important to, you know, talk to us professionals, use it as a professional medium. Think of it like that, and you'll get that sort of response. Whereas Facebook, you talk to your customers. So anyway, there's more of that, but it's fantastic stuff. Lorraine is the best practitioner I know. But look, it's not all good. I'm not going to say give it a bit, you know, for a clean bill of health. The privacy thing is quite interesting. Has anyone seen the film, the Social Media? Is just coming out now.
Social Network,
sorry. Right. I haven't seen it yet. It's Mark Zuckerberg. He actually described Facebook users, excuse me, I'm quoting now, as dumb fucks. So, my children are here. we must be aware that when we're on Facebook, one, we no longer own the material that we are writing, so I wouldn't write a book if you were up there, and two, we're sharing a lot of our personalities. I mean, my kids comment on a lot on what I do, so I'm exposing them as well. So a friend of mine said the first time he ever went on Facebook, he'd just seen the film The Lives of Others, which is about the Stasi in East Germany. I don't know whether people have seen that, spying on others. And he said, if the Stasi had Facebook, you know, it would have saved a lot. So there are issues, and I think possibly this is what will be the undoing of Facebook, is the privacy issue. And look what happened to Bebo, is what I'd say. So if you are using it for a business, don't put all your eggs in one basket. Have a clear idea of what else is going on. And look for the next upcoming thing, because it won't always be Facebook. One of the most important things I would say is what you own is your website, and that is actually your core business. Twitter and Facebook and whatever comes next is an outside element to this. So it's really important to keep building a decent email database and sending out emails. Write it on your website and then link your website to Facebook. Don't write it on Facebook. And there's other ways of getting involved in public conversations. One way is Rathmullen House at Electric Picnic. That was the most fantastic method, I think, of communicating, of getting involved in public conversation. Rathmullen House did this fantastic thing, Electric Picnic. We gave them awards. They got so much attention from it. So, you know, social media is great, but don't neglect the other ways in which you can speak to your customers. And be aware of RSS feed, which is real simple syndication, is what it means. Don't ask me to really explain it. It's a translating format. So just follow that and use all the different elements of social media. Don't just hone in on one. And make sure that they're all communicating with each other through things like RSS. So that's that. So equipment, I don't know, there's loads of bloggers here who would be much better at this than me, but I just brought a couple of things. I mean, I think there's a joke saying, how do you know someone has an iPhone? And the answer is, they show it to you. But I was actually going to use it to move me. You have to have an iPhone. If anybody disagrees with me, an iPad, I now discover you have to have an iPad. So I didn't think that until this morning. You need a good camera, but you only need a very good camera. You need a camera and a video camera. And I brought this along because I was so glad to know of one of these, so I just thought I'd share this information. It's a tungsten light. It costs about €150. And if you're a food blogger, if you're taking photographs, this will give you daylight in January. And it's not very expensive. It comes on a stand. I did a book with Martin Shanahan, and I was taking photographs in the restaurant in January in a darkened room with just this light, and they worked really well. So it's a tungsten light. You get them in camera shops. For any blogger worth their salt who takes food photography, you need one of these. And this is also a fantastic piece of kit. It's called a Scrim, and what it does is you end up like that, and you can either diffuse your tungsten light through it, they're not very expensive, relatively, or you can give it a goldy light, or you can give it a silver light, depending on which way. And then you see, if you have, say, there's thermal there, you can actually get somebody to hold it. If you've got somebody in the dark, you can show a piece of food. that you want to highlight, you actually catch the light and then shine and redirect it. And then the real fun is getting it back into the bag. Which I'm not going to do now. but there is an act to that as well. So I think you need a tripod as well. Oh, I was in the Cork market and I had these wonderful pictures of fish and I came down and every single one of them was out of focus because I was flying around. You can, computers, you can change everything, but if something's out of focus, you've lost it, basically. So if you're starting to blog, to social, to do all these things, get yourself a tripod as well. So just a little bit about the future, and I'm not going to talk too much because I don't really understand this, but anyway, I just thought I'd love to get some terms there just for myself as well. Facebook applications is the next thing that's coming. I don't know whether anybody did Farmville or Mafia Wars or whatever. There's a big Facebook application. They're now available in very small scale things, so you can get your own Farmville or whatever and use it to pro. People use it for competitions and for actually direct selling. So look out for that, and then they all interconnect and you see your application on everybody who just likes it and whatever. So look out for Facebook application. That's a new thing that's coming. Distributed social networks. Facebook is a closed network, but the web is an open network. When you're on Facebook, they own your information. You're going in there, you're playing by their rules. People don't like that. I think that what's going to happen in the future is that everybody's going to have their own Facebook page, and we're going to connect in the same way, with the same speed, but the difference is we'll own it. And the technology behind there is called distributed social networks. And it uses things like semantic web, which is, it allows machines to understand the meaning much better, using things like tags. It's letting machines be more intelligent in terms of reading our information. And the FOAF stands for friend of a friend. So that's going to become the new like. And we'd all connect through that way. I love this one, flash mobs. Has anyone heard of flash mobs? Mm-hmm. I just wondered, could they be used in a food context? A large group of people who assemble suddenly in a public place, perform a pointless act, then disperse. And then there's like 200 people flooding the lobby of a hotel, synchronized applause for 15 seconds, and then they go. And all organized by telecommunications, social media, viral. So, you know, we have these links. How can we use them? So that's the end of my talk. So I'd now like to introduce Donald.
Thank you, Sally. The interesting thing is actually I know more people here through Portland Cork, Facebook, Twitter than I do actually in the real world. So it's funny to put names and faces. I didn't know Sally. I met Sally the first time in August.
Yeah.
But we kind of...
We knew each other already. We were friends.
I've been on Facebook since March this year, but I've only went on for hours. I use it less for myself, to be honest with you. I've been told for a year before we have to go on Facebook, and I said, no, absolutely not. It's ridiculous, an idea, you know, I'm not putting any details on me on Facebook. I don't put holiday snaps on my personal things or anything else. But what is Harry's? That's kind of something from our menu. Harry's 7-8 years ago. It's been in the family 20 years. It's in a horrible village. I can say that here. I wouldn't say that on Facebook. It's surrounded by petrol stations. It's a gateway town to Donegal, but it opens us up on Diddy Shoulder, and that's my love. We've turned Harry's from being something that had no origin or no differentiation or anything, and the food was okay, and we've turned it into a local food hub where we collect fish off the boats, we hang our own meats, and each month we're finding new produce when we collect it direct. So what Facebook has allowed us to do is communicate that. Facebook has been brilliant locally for local people, but it's also caught a community that's catching on to what we do. And in terms of, I don't sell on Facebook. What I do on Facebook is tell our story and try and build our uniqueness. And I think that's not a deliberate thing, that's just what I've been comfortable with and how I thought. And that's what you get the best response to. And I'll come back to that. Harry's Restaurant, do look us up. I don't know, is fans of Harry's Restaurant any here? Oh good, you see, I mean, most of you I don't know, and yet you're a food community, that's perfect. Yeah. Fans of Bridgestone Gate? Same people, they are.
Irish clubs. Irish
clubs. 1,300 people like Harry's, very active, 400 active a month, that kind of things. By the help of John Ward, stand here, he's just arrived, thank God. Visited any showroom. I set visited any showroom up in June on Facebook. Wasn't comfortable taking on that as well. John has come on board with me there with content from his Navigate Tour, which is a fabulous GPS service. It's on Donegal, but it can be rolled out everywhere. But between the two, I'm not controlling, but influencing them. There's crossover there, of course, but 3,800 people. what we've tried to create at Harris is a food hub conversation site. It's not just a restaurant site. You will not hear me selling the dish and telling you the price of the dish. It's not what Harris we've got on Facebook. It's not effective because most of you are probably not going to get the Harris this year or next year. You don't care what price the steak is or anything else. I think what you want to hear is good stories, and that's what I've been trying to come up with. And the response, here's a simple one. Literally, a menu that weekend, literally everything had come from Farmers Renew and the actual boats that we knew. And I just posted up, very pleased that Harry's menu this weekend is just about as open as it gets. I think it ended up with 28 responses, conversations that my chef happened to be in Noma that week, and somebody picked onto it in the first comment, how's it local when your chef's in Sweden? And it kicked off a whole conversation about it's not about the chef, it's actually about the food and more and the producers, and it sparked off a brilliant conversation. And there's several examples of that. Things that have helped, Bridgestone, great help. Georgina Campbell's board BA just asked, when we posted that up after coming back from Dublin last week, three different posts, average of 20 comments per post, 40 likes. That's the kind of response that this is getting. And when we do things like that, and things like we posted a picture of the cheese from Sheridan's that arrived out of the box, we had five people come in the next day and ask for a cheese board. Cheese boards are a hard sell in a restaurant. They're three times harder to sell in the Donegal restaurant. And yet off the street, I've seen the cheese board, the Facebook connected cheese board. And they all mentioned Facebook. I mean, that's what it can do. Keeping it different, that's what Harry's on Facebook is about. It's about making Harry's different. It's building us as the local food hub and me sending the message that this is what we collect off the fish and what we hang in our hanging room and do everything else. I have two videos, I'm conscious of the time. I think I might go for the shorter one. I could rush it. I have a choice. Some of you have seen the mushroom video I've done. I've got two videos, got a razor clam video and a mushroom video.
Razor clams.
You might have to hear, sorry, just to back out of it. It's that one. This is just an example of some of the things that we are doing. And the idea here is that we're literally setting up our own sort of YouTube channel. I'm calling it Harry's TV. Unfortunately, I didn't think of that idea while I did the razor clam video, and this is on my sister's site. But if you do look at the mushroom site, it's worth checking out on Twitter. This is kind of what we're about. This is telling our story. This is a beach 2 miles from Harris, so it's not that horrible a village. This was a search we had for 3 years. We've seen evidence of razor clams. Nobody would have caught one in Donegal. And this is just something we posted up on Harris. The idea is your spring tights, we call them spring tights, full moon tights, and you've got about a 20-30 minute window. What? You speak of the female gene. Ladies have tweeted back to me that this is rude.
Yes!
And so many ladies who think it's rude, by the way. We have had two different people come into the restaurant with wet feet, coming from the beach, trying to figure out exactly what beach that is. And there's a few clues if you know the area locally. Locals can work out what beach it is. But the problem is on different stretches of the beach, you're going to get lucky and unlucky. That's the hole you're looking for by the beach, by the way. A drier piece of sand at low tide is one of the clues. We came back with 32 razor clams of that size that day. I mean, two of those razor clams are a meal. That's the size of the clue.
I don't know. Where's the guy doing the editing?
That is actually my sister. And that is one of the reasons I'm going to convert it to Mac. There's a thing called iMovie, and the young thing is over there. That is edited on iMovie, so we didn't pay a penny for this, or for the mushroom video.
It was very professional.
Yeah, because I
would think, warn against doing it badly, wouldn't you say? I mean, if you're going to do it, you have to do it properly.
No, I think it's improved, because we know now the message we're trying to get, so the mushroom video was a little bit even better. It's 6 minutes, so I'm not going to get that. It is worth checking out. I've tweeted it there now.
Well, don't tell me that's not rude.
That's not rude.
So you can picture the reaction this is getting both on Twitter and on Facebook. You're getting this immediate response, you know? And you're building that idea, I'd love to go with Harry's. That's what it's about, you know?
And the latest one is about mushroom hunting. And I'm sure we don't have time to play it, but it's fantastic as well. So it's on Harry's Facebook. Have a look at it.
Basically, on Monday morning, the other videos about these. And literally we found 8 of these sets. Literally the most prized mushroom, and that's actually the smallest of them. It just happens the best preserved since here. We have chanterelles, we have girolles, and there's a full 5-6 minute movie that I've been sending around to different people, but it's fantastic. And it's selling the message for me, and he's shown unique, Harry's unique, and the response it's getting is fabulous. We put that up on what I'm calling Harry's TV, just as a catchphrase. We put that up on just on Wednesday, and already I think it's 170 views. I mean, it's not huge, but there's 170 people who have decided to take 6 minutes of their time, struggle with their internet to download it, and I know that's a struggle sometimes, but it builds that interest.
I think it's great, but I actually disagree with Sally. I think it's worth doing, it's worth doing badly, but something like that is going to actually, anything at all, you can get up on that.
YouTube, a clever thing here in YouTube, YouTube forgives you on that, forgives a shaky camera and sometimes a bad sound, because you're not expecting it to be.
And actually, it's surprising how easy it is to do it well. It's almost quite hard to do it badly,
you wouldn't do it badly deliberately, but I'm saying, people will forgive it, they expect it. It's about a bit of reality, a bit of courage.
And listen, the camera itself, I mean, the cameras are that size, and let you put it in the pockets. It's the same, Damien Woolley isn't who he was supposed to be. He's got a fantastic camera, and literally the little USB card comes out of the camera and goes straight into your computer.
So, Donald, on that note, is that a camera specifically for this kind of thing, or is it just a normal camera?
Donald's
so
sister uses, because I've just bought one actually, it's Yaxty.
Samuel Yaxty.
X-A-C-T-I.
Sure, I saw you with it the other day.
I've bought one just recently.
We sneaked a little video of the Georgina Campbell Gorby Award last year, and we posted up just a 2 minute video, and again, the response is just absolutely, because people want to see that, you know, I mean, it's just...
Did you find it a lot easier to do than, were you intimidated by the idea of doing it before you did it? Or did you just get out there and do it and then worry about it?
Intimidated?
I love it. I love the whole... I just love it. But I love what I'm doing.
Was it easier to do than you thought it was going to be?
To be honest with you, if anyone gets a chance to go mushroom hunting, and I will organise one next year, you will have the best morning of your life. So you can't not just be loving it and be on camera loving it. And that's what Facebook is. That's one important thing. You can't fake your blog. You can't fake Facebook. Yeah. You can't pay somebody to come in and do 2 posts a month. Right? It's just ridiculous. Because either it's you or it's not you. And that's probably the most crucial part. And that's me and all that gathering any show and selling any show. Not just through Harry's, but visiting any show is a very, very important one for me.
But what comes across on the video there is to say, someone say you the question about faking passion, but you actually can. You can't fake passion when you're seeing somebody that's interested in something, has a passion about food and local ingredients. It just comes across being completely natural on it, you know, and it's enjoyable to watch for that reason.
Yeah,
that's why I think when you go into the social media, don't think of it as an advertising tool or a marketing tool. Just go into it and say, I love this and I want to communicate it.
Fans of visit any show? Oh, God. there's a half a dozen people who wouldn't really know about any show. We're trying to make any show unique with the help of John Ward. The nice thing about any show, and Sally hit on something, my website in Harry's is poor. I'm actually sitting down with somebody to rewrite a WordPress website. So I want everything to talk to each other, your YouTube and your everything else. But at the end of the day, it has to come back to your website, I think. And I'm much stronger on Facebook, so that's a weakness on my behalf. Any show, visit any show, we have a fantastic website. We've driven from Facebook to 2,500 people. We have driven up to hits a month, 60,000 hits a month on a visit any show website. That's success. That's how it should work. It should work for Harry's coming back to my menus and coming back to everything else, although that's for next year and everything else. Visiting the show is a fantastic example of how that works. So we're getting people to come into our main website. We're holding them for an average of 12 clicks through the website. And I think the average in general is about 3 or 3.5. We're holding them between 10 and 12. So that's a success in terms of getting the whole model coming together and we'll come back to that. I'm not going to say I'm very good, but people like my content, which is great. Here's a great example of what you can do with Facebook pages. The old content, I came across this looking for welcome pages. You'll notice this, have a look at how important it is for people who don't like the page to be met with a great image or a great, we have a nice picture of any show on our like page. You'll not come up with a default like page unless you're not a fan. So this is welcoming people. I love this in the old content. And how can you not like that? Your first, you know, it's just a great image. They don't post regularly now, so. What has Facebook done for us? We joined Harry's March this year. We've had the best year in 3 years, and it's in the middle of a recession. Now, we've got things right, don't get me wrong, and thank you for the recognition from Board B and Bridgestone and Georgina Campbell, but we've seen steady growth, and people are coming in more regularly because they see us posting things on Facebook. And again, it's not the price of something or anything else, it's kind of the uniqueness, and it's driving them in more often. I meet people on the street, they're not just talking about Harry's and the food, they're now talking about Harry's Facebook, it's become a new dimension on the street as well, you know, and it's great. And it's free. We don't advertise newspapers or anything anymore.
Sorry, Dylan, just to interrupt, just a quick question. How much has this added to your work week?
I don't count this as work, so if I was to count that my hours of work, you'd find I'm doing 90 hours a week, I'm probably doing 70 hours, and I'm probably doing 20 hours. And I have a girlfriend going, you're on that. The problem is she encouraged me to go on Facebook, so that's good.
Because we were having breakfast this morning, and I was there with my phone, and he was like, seriously, unsocial.
What do we do? Keep it short, simple, don't sell. It's me as much as, and it's Sally on Bridgestone, and it's, you know, and it's you on Coffee Angel. There's a great community. Can I thank you, because I've never even bought two cups. You've given me more free coffee than I've actually bought of you. And you're somebody who I've met online, that's yeah. it, but you've helped my business. My coffee is better because I followed your advice. And that's the great thing.
Donald tweeted, you know, I want a decent cup of coffee, so where is Donald? There's going to be good coffee. And there was Carl.
Right, and I knew you were so, coming, but that's the community of social.
Yeah,
that's working. That is how it works. And it's great to see you doing well as well. That's Coffee Angel, by the way. I think pictures work brilliantly. I think video now is something that I'm going to maybe try and do one a month. I don't want to commit to that, so I'm not committed to that. People do come in and have a look. I say don't sell. How many Twitters or how many Facebook people are showing up their specials of the day? Who cares? I mean, you just switch off to it. And we used to do the automatic link from Facebook to Twitter. Sorry, I'm running over time. We've cancelled that. I don't think it works so well. It's two different languages to do two different audiences. Capture past and hold, important. That's where I'm saying your blog has to talk to your website, has to talk to your YouTube, has to talk to your, and they all come back to your one domain, which is the one you own, and that's your internet. I think that's very important. And I'm missing out on that as well. Celebrating others, just like Carol, but everyone in the community. That's the great thing about this. I learned from Nakachin as well. I sent him several emails. What should I call myself on this and everything else? But you'll find, and like the old comment, you could ring the old comment or send them a, how did you do that? And they'll tell you. That's the great thing about the online community. Exactly, as was said before, Twitter's great for peers and foodies and restaurateurs. It doesn't talk to my audience in terms of customers. It does influence press. I got a full page in the Daily Mail this year by sending Tom Dooley one single tweet. We got the initial 100 in the top 10 scenic drives 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Straight on the phone to John tweet Paul O'Connell, worth following Paul O'Connell because you can influence what's happening in the travel press. Paul O'Connell included Initial 100. And that's going to do wonders for us getting funding to upgrade Initial 100 in terms of signage, which is my chairman of Initial Tourism as of last month. Social media friends will help. Building your uniqueness, building your uniqueness. This was actually supposed to be the picture with the Board B Award going into the Irish Times Store. I don't think they're actually using that picture, but that's one of the things we do. We literally go down every, sometimes twice a week, and collect the fish straight off the boats. That's not faking it, that's what we do. It's going to be in the next video, I would say. But that's what social media has done for us. It's brought success in terms of more people through the door. It's got us noticed in terms of press coverage that we would never have got before. And it's opened us up to a fantastic community, and it's nice to see you here today.
So any questions quickly?
I just add as well, what I've noticed with Dawn was that what you said, Sally, he's very generous as well. So I saw you speaking about Gregan's Castle, and you know, I think that is a huge thing, yes. to be generous to others as well as
it comes back, in fact it comes back fivefold.
Yeah,
definitely works, and that's to be honest, Facebook. You don't want to just be the corporate. I don't want to be just Harry's restaurant. You actually have to get a little bit of your personality because people are interested in actually what else do they do, rather than just being a cold face Harry's restaurant specials. They actually want to know, I think.
But I think it's just the complete opposite of that. There, if you're doing something that is intrinsically wrong for your customers, they will go straight on and they will pass the bad word around there as quickly as
luckily,
and the good words pass.
And we've left
well,
them
even
for,
quicker.
We've left them for all posts, and luckily so far we hadn't. The only post I had to delete was a picture of a pig alive pig and said that was the pig that was going on the menu at the weekend. It was a mistake. Yeah, exactly. And I actually got explicit language in the first two posts and I just got rid of the post. So I now know the limits of where I can go with it. I can't really show raw and live meat and stuff. So.
But I do think by using social media, you're humanizing your business, and you will find that if people are unhappy with anything or they have a comment that might be what you want to hear, they will come to you almost personally, directly via email or Twitter, DM, direct message on Twitter. You know, I mean, a lot of people that follow you are generally fans. You know, they're not looking to pick holes in your business. They do feel like they're part of it. I think that's kind of part of the beauty of the social media. You know, you're involving them with your life, so to speak.
Yeah. But we've taken ourselves out of that horrible village and we've made this, you know, made this image. And it's not just an image, but that's what we're building up in terms of the business. And it's long-term thinking. And we've done it for an showman to help John as well and maybe put that on the map because nobody else is going to do it. So here's our opportunity.
It's also important to don't always kind of mentioning all these facts. Don't mean to stand on your platform, but a lot of stuff that you can track your success. You know, there's applications out there from, you know, in relation to Twitter. You know, you can find out who you're influencing and you know how your contacts are impacting. You know, who you need to reach to.
Use those statistics.
The tools.
Yeah, those tools. Yeah, we're all learning them. I mean, Dunham said to me yesterday, I've been posting on Bridgestone Guides as Sally McKenna. And he said, you know, that's not good because only Sally McKenna's friends will get that in their newsfeed. You need to, you're not, three quarters of your audience aren't getting your Facebook. So I mean, we're all learning all the time and it's fun. It's fun to learn and we help each other. And I mean, that would be nice to get something to come out of today. You know, let's all keep in touch. So, you know, it mentioned to, you know, mention that we met here and keep in touch, basically.
So if you are on Twitter, I have tweeted out, if you retweet, the set is yours. Somebody who retweets, so look on your Twitters. Retweet the mushroom video. If you haven't seen the mushroom video, you'll get what I'm talking about.
And actually, the hashtag today is hashtag foodcamp.
Exactly.
So if you're tweeting from today, please use it.
And you'll find my video under
and
that hashtag.
And hashtag will keep in touch, because you can see from the hashtag stream.
Yeah.
So. TJ Crowan. I heard a quick story, TJ Crowan.
Jesus, I wouldn't have just walked in.
Here's a man, I heard of Crowan's Farm, trying to keep people, here's a funny one. TJ posted on Bridgestone, I'm going to Renville House, McNean's Bistro and Harry's Restaurant. Out of, I think, things you've heard on Bridgestone and on Facebook, I didn't know TJ. I picked up on that, sent TJ a message, he's going to McNean's and then coming to Harry's, what's going to think? Because we're not the same. I tell everyone this, we're not McNean's Bistro, we're never going to be McNean's. We're totally different from what we do. Thank you. You're biased now because I am here. But here's a man I've met through Facebook. Actually met him through Bridgestone Guides, Facebook, and has become a good friend of mine since. And a great man. Thank you. At Crow's Farm.
Perfect timing. At Crow's Farm.
At Crow's Farm. So I mean, why don't you know? Go on to Hash Food Camp. Write your details, and we all can keep in touch that way.
And find that retweet. Find the.
And there you go, you have been listening to Sally McKenna of the Bridgestone Guides and Donal Doherty of Harry's Bar and Restaurant in Inishowen, County Donegal. This podcast was produced by Event Media for the Saver Kilkenny Food Festival, and to get your hands on more podcasts, just go along to www.saverkilkenny.com.